Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. It's important not to rush past these verses. They may be so familiar to us that it would be easy to skip over them, but don't. These words are foundational for the whole Bible and indeed for each of our lives. They're telling us that everything began with God, and so our understanding of the world, human history, and our own lives needs to start with God. As we start a new year, no message could be more important. We'll be given every encouragement to believe that our thinking needs to begin with the economy, or education, or perhaps health, world peace, our family, the community, or our church. But good and vital as all these things are, the most important of all is to start by looking at God. As we do so, we're reminded that without Him, there is no order, no purpose, no life. When God is ignored, everything becomes disordered, confused, formless, and empty of purpose. As you reflect on all the different aspects of your life today, start thinking with God and let His Spirit hover over all your plans and hopes in the same way as He hovered over the surface of the waters at the start of time. Look at your daily schedule, your plans for the year, your financial hopes, your job prospects, and ensure that God is not somewhere in the middle of the planning, but at the very start. It's very tempting to sort out the shape and plans for our lives by ourselves and then to ask God for His blessing on what we have decided to do. That's not what God wants. When we get to the end of the year and reflect on all that's happened, God wants us to be able to look back and to be able to describe the year by the words, "In the beginning, God." Let me ask you a question. What are you going to do to ensure that God is in the driving seat of your plans for this new year? And now let me pray with you. Loving Lord, thank you for the incredible gift of a new year. Help us to experience your Spirit hovering over every part of the year and guiding us in all that we do. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.